Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Yes, I'm glad to hear that the dark side has infiltrated your workplace.
Yes.
I did receive an email as we were talking in the last
moments.
I don't know.
Talking about how you weren't answering emails and having a day off.
Why aren't you answering emails? No, I doubt it. But I think it was probably about, said something about tomorrow. I don't know. Company meeting. There's a company meeting tomorrow, which is when we'll find out if anyone's quitting or not.
Hooray.
Hey, presumptively. Man. That is what's happening.
You just sit around, keep drinking, baby, on your days off. You enjoy your time with your family. Yeah.
A little bit. It's probably going to give me some heartburn.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I'm old. I'm old now.
Hey, man.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you live from beautiful Keystone, Colorado, here in Consensual Studios at 545 Productions. A podcast distributed via the magic of the interwebs. We are all sitting in the comfort of our own homes rather than utilizing the beautiful studio in Max's home.
One of these days.
We'll get back to it. Life has been a little hectic. It's easier to jump online, as we all know. And we are your podcast hosts of this little here podcast called Ignorant and Uninformed, where we take your topics and turn them into our show for 30 minutes of uninterrupted podcasting gold. And we are your alphanumeric hosts, Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
I don't like it when people talk down to me.
And I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore, and I'm joined by Mr. Jeff Harkonnen Watson.
Ben, I eat babies.
Okay, someone explain to me, spoiler alert. Have you guys read the Dune books? Well, Jeff has.
Yes.
Baron Harkonnen.
Yeah.
Is Paul's grandfather?
Correct. He is Lady Jessica's father.
Illegitimately. Right? How is that worm fat fuck a had Jessica?
Because
he gave her to the
Lady Jessica is part of the Bene Gesserit, which is like a woman's religious sect.
Yeah, the Benihaza Jesuits.
Yeah, and yes, and they were basically eugenics people. They wanted to pair people together that would form these other people. And they knew they had to go through Baron Harkonnen. And so these concubines would just go bang these dudes because they're into it, because that's what dudes do. And so, yeah.
And that's how Paula was born, to Leto.
Duke Leto, yeah. But she actually she wasn't supposed to have Paul. It was against their wishes for her to have a son. She was supposed to have a daughter, but she loved Duke Leto and he wanted a son. So she gave him a son. Because in their power, they can choose sort of the sex of the child.
That's so fucking crazy.
I know, right? And they would go generations, hundreds of years, getting the right genes together to make basically, not superhumans, but yeah, basically. Yeah.
Was that what they were in it for, Space Jesus?
They were eventually going to breed like the perfect...
The Halal Shalib or whatever his name is.
Yeah. But they didn't want it to be Paul. They wanted to wait another generation because they had plans for, I forget how it went. But yeah. And then fucked it all up.
Paul's son sort of becomes the emperor for a long ass time.
He does. Paul becomes the emperor, but sees in his future that it would destroy half the universe. And that happened anyway. And then his son went full bore with it
and became half sandworm.
Yes, he became a worm. And it's fucking badass.
Sounds gross.
How does one become a worm?
He magically fucked one. I don't know.
No, baby worms, they're called sand trout. And so he let them cover him. He covered himself in sand trout, and then eventually he became a worm. Oh. He grew into a worm.
Okay. And he was he a benevolent or a malevolent ruler of the universe?
I think that's the whole point. Is that he just became...
Yeah. He was, well, on a small scale, he was malevolent. On a large scale, he saved the human race.
Mm.
Because he could see so far into the future, he knew why he was doing what he was doing. But of course, people in the time were like, well, you're a fucking dick.
Yeah, he sort of like he ruled the galaxy, the universe with an iron fucking fist,
an iron tail. So
iron tail. Well, heavy is the worm head that wears the crown, I suppose.
Yeah, it was called the Golden Path that he
the Golden Path. Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. And Paul thought too, but Paul refused to do.
I've started reading them again. Hmm. Well, good. Reading them fully, but I read a summary of the series.
Hmm. Yeah.
First, watched a couple of YouTube videos.
Nice.
Sort of just Quinn's like ideas. to give me my way along the golden path. I needed some guidance.
There you go.
What was your recommendation?
Readings to understand it.
What,
Jeff? Was there a YouTube channel that you had that you liked for it?
Quinn's Ideas is a really good Dune channel.
Okay.
He does a good job.
Where I saw this thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. He does like some deep dives into each of the books and characters and stuff too. So like,
yeah, oh, it's kind
of
cool.
But it was nice to have a little bit of a roadmap. Like it wasn't like the themes or all the stuff that I'll gather by reading it, but it was like, this is literally just what happens so you can keep track of it because it's sort of weird.
Oh yeah. No, yeah, after my first reading, I did the same. I had to look at people and, oh, I'm like, oh, I didn't get that. Or I misinterpreted that. And then you're like, oh, that's cool.
Well, along with that little Dune side note, we're here at Ignorant Informed to have a topic to discuss. Maybe it's about Dune. Maybe it'll become Dune.
It's not
Dune. But Max has the topic, so he's going to tell us what we're going to talk about today.
Depending how inevitable sandworms are, it could be about sandworms. If you would like a topic that we will at least pay lip service to in our podcast, then you can get your topic to us in a number of ways, and we will give you a t-shirt. And if you send us multiple topics and already have a shirt, we will call you Saint, which is actually a pretty good deal. I mean, I don't know if I would put it on a resume, but if you did and you contacted us, I feel like we would vouch for it.
I don't know why you wouldn't put it on your resume.
I would. You can absolutely put that on a resume, and I will 100% do my best to sell that fucking
line. We will be your reference.
Hell yes. Your holy references. You can email us at ignorantanduninformed@gmail.com. You can click the submit a topic button. You can hit us up on the Facebooks. You can hit us up on Twitter or Instagram at Aganun and get your question to us like this person did. My good buddy, Adam. AKA cuz we're related, and actually he was here, so he just dropped this in the bowl. Here we go,
the VIP treatment.
I know, nothing is certain but death and taxes, they say. Well, Benjamin Franklin specifically. Did he get that right? What else could be added to the list? Pain and suffering. I feel like
life is pain.
Well, I mean, like, I feel like those are inevitable experiences in the human condition. Like, I don't know if anyone has gone through life unscathed.
Jesus did.
Yeah, I think he was pretty scathed.
He did it for you, Max.
He did it for you, Jeff. All very true, possibly, but
he lived a perfect life, so we wouldn't have to.
I didn't ask him to. Okay.
Yeah, no, exactly.
You didn't need to ask him.
Unless he had
the
golden path foresight, and we don't understand what he did at the time.
He was on the golden path. He was half sandworm.
I mean, the Bible would be a lot cooler if Jesus was a sandworm. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, it's
if he not, came out of the cave and was a
far
fucking
from
worm.
Science fiction.
I mean, there's definitely some miracles and magic in there.
Yeah. It's really more of a fantasy RPG, I would say.
Well, yeah, I mean, they didn't really have access to, like, the technology of the time was not overly sophisticated.
No.
Robots. Nobody thought about robots, I don't think.
The disciples were just like C-3POs. Let's rewrite the Bible. But as a science... Wait, they already did that. Scientology. Damn it.
Yeah.
Xenu.
Yeah. And I mean, haven't there been, there's been literature that's been rewritten through like Star Wars lenses, maybe some Shakespeare that was,
there
I know
definitely
that,
was.
Yeah.
A bunch of,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes. They rewrote it in like iambic pentameter. And yeah. So the guy that did that is like Debbie's cousin's friend, which is like a like very roundabout way to be like some guy I've never met.
Sure. But,
like there's this, like 4 degrees of separation between me and the guy that wrote that.
No, that's cool.
Which is very cool. And she was like, oh yeah, Debbie's cousin, who's a like ER doc and was actually at the White House like last week.
Mm.
To sign the, because President Biden was doing a, she's a very strong advocate and researcher in the gun violence in America problem. Mm.
Okay.
Has written several books and sponsored several pieces of legislature and things like that as a doctor. Mm. To and anyway, but so she was invited for the signing of this executive order, so she got to stand around the president while he signed a piece of paper. How cool is that?
Oh my god!
You know, very exciting.
I guess I've never got to do that.
I haven't done that.
Hopefully, it was cool. Day. Hopefully, they fed her well too. I don't know. Is the green. The green room at the White House. Hopefully it's
McDonald's.
I bet the snacks are pretty on point there.
I would hope so. Mm. I could imagine the chairs not being the comfy though. It was designed. It was a long time ago, man.
Yeah.
Modern convenience. All right. So, yeah.
What are we talking about?
The inevitabilities of life, death and taxes. I mean, first off, did he get that right? Are those the only certainties? Or are those certainties?
I mean, death is, yes. I mean, taxes aren't necessarily a certainty.
I think pain, heartbreak, suffering, like those are pretty universal things. In unavoidable, I think, unless.
I think those are very fundamental to the experience of life.
But hopefully also happiness and euphoria and
joy. Yeah.
Joy. Like,
Jeff, no?
I don't think happiness and euphoria are inevitable. They're not guarantees.
Moments of, perhaps.
Moments, yeah.
Leading, well, you will experience it at some point, I hope.
Laughter? I mean,
look at little babies.
Do you think?
Little babies, they laugh.
Do you think like, there's.
If they're taken care of.
Well, I was going to say, do you think there's someone who's come and gone who's never laughed?
Maybe.
Yeah. Fair.
With the number of people who have lived statistically, well, it depends on what you know. Like, we're talking about people who have only lived for mere moments before, you know, shuffling off this mortal coil or very young, you know, babies or something like that, which just breaks my little heart to think about it. I shouldn't have had that tequila. And
getting all emotional.
I get too emotional. But I mean, in a, like, I don't know that it's a statistical inevitability that it happens, because there's not that many people that have lived in the grand scheme of things. I mean, many billions at this point. But
I was gonna say, that's kind of a lot.
So is that, so it's got to have existed at some point, right? I mean, just statistically speaking, it must have had someone. Went through a lifetime without laughing? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of things that are like seem to happen
hunger,
to us all.
The need to eat? I don't know.
Well, yeah, then you're like breathing, blinking.
Basic human
right.
needs.
Pooping.
Yes, everybody.
Death, poops. Taxes, and breathing.
Yeah, death, taxes, and pooping.
A working heart.
Yeah.
Death, taxes, and new Star Wars shows.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of those, certainly, now.
They will outlive us all.
Well, that is definitely true, barring some sort of, like, cataclysm. Yes, they will outlive us all. Let's see.
I think the existence of evil.
Capital E or lowercase e?
Capital.
So there is a like definable. There's an evil force in this universe.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
And that's Jeff what left. Jeff has to say about that.
Jeff hates evil.
Yeah.
Evil.
Okay.
You really hate evil. I didn't know that.
I mean, I don't blame him. Evil's not the most awesome. Okay, evil. Like, let's dig into speak more on this, Ben. Unless it is not more fleshed out.
My wife just yelled no very loudly to the baby. So I don't know what that was about.
Okay. Are you sure it wasn't the dog?
Could have been the dog. Sounded like the baby.
Oh. Maybe he's in the grips of the evil.
Pop my earball off here.
Okay. I'm curious about your, this whole idea of like experiencing capital E evil as a necessity.
I don't know. I think the existence of evil is something that we will all encounter. It's like, not that you will necessarily be evil or do evil things, but I think that like you will see injustice in the world. You will see people being mean to one another. People, you know, doing things that are selfish, which can be determined as evil in the D&D world and scale of philosophy. But
okay, so yeah, injustice and all that stuff. I got you. Yeah, no.
But I think there's also like moments of overcoming that too is sort of inevitable as well. Like goodness is inevitable, and too is. I think so you will see people being good to one another. I think you will see moments of
compassion and caring.
Compassion and charity. Yeah, like
okay.
I don't know.
Moments of kindness.
Death taxes good and evil.
Death taxes kindness. And suffering or pain.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I don't know. That's sort of my thought.
Yeah. No, I can get down like that. I get it. Attachments, maybe? I don't know. Thinking like Buddhism here and like attachments and suffering and the relationship between those things. I don't know. You've stumped us, cuz.
Darts.
I'd be curious if he had things to add to said list.
Yeah. We'll have to ask Cousin Adam.
Yeah, I mean, I'll text him.
Cousin Adam.
I mean, everyone would be lucky to have someone like them in their life. Like, it was cool, man. Like, having spent some time with him recently, and actually this topic comes from a different visit. I've been very fortunate to spend a good amount of time with him, but he...
Hey.
And all his kids and wife came, and like watching the way that he parents, like taught me about things. Like, as you know, we're all just big kids is my philosophy. Like, we are just kids that have older bodies, right? When it comes to the way we are. And so like, I've learned a lot about how to be a better parent to myself and like what, like modeling what a good, loving, compassionate parent is by watching the way that Adam behaves with his kids. And so that was a very unexpected, but also very cool thing to have happen in these last few months.
It was very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it was nice. Like having been an only child and still am, but not spending a lot of time around children, like watching the way, cause his kids are all like between 8 and 3, and just the way that he would address them and how like not all tears and not all sadness and not all pain required the same remedies, and how he would like get to the bottom of that and how it was more than like one solution fits all. It was just something cool to watch and learn from. So yeah, no, I think everyone would be lucky to have a person like that in their vicinities.
Very nice.
I like that a lot. Yeah.
Not sure what that does with death and taxes, but I mean, I guess like Thoreau didn't pay his taxes and got thrown in jail, but then he got bailed out like a couple of days later.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to think. I was like, certainly death is not terribly escapable, but our taxes?
Not yet.
I mean, if you don't make that much money, you don't pay taxes.
So. Well, I think it's more like not the individual won't have to pay taxes, but the existence of taxes, which implies the existence of a government, which implies the existence of some kind of
empire,
you know, overreaching structure.
Yeah. I mean, it might not have always been like finance, right? Like the having to give the monies, but like, I mean,
it's a Benjamin Franklin witticism, but it's, you know, it's also like get people on board with the Federalist idea.
Sure. Sure. But I mean, even back in the day, like, okay, so like in a hunter gatherer situation, right? Small groups and tribes, like, you know, taxes might not have been like, well, hey man, you got to give us the five shiny rocks because that's what we do.
That's but like, socialism.
But you would have to like contribute in some way, I imagine. Like, hey man, I shot this delicious boar with this arrow and now we get to all eat. And so like, I don't know.
And I got a bunch of mushrooms and edible plants together. So here's some of that.
Yeah, like whatever.
I have some of your boar.
Whatever you're expected to give to the collective, is that taxes? Or like, yeah, I don't know. The fee you get for being here?
Yeah. The out of pocket on my ass covering your ass.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like if you're part of a community, you're expected to contribute in some way.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you know, talking even like back to feudalism, right? Like, you know, you had to pay taxes to the landowner, to the you know, the king or the baron or whoever money you were on. They probably had to pay taxes to their higher ups, unless you were the king. But then the king had to sort of like essentially protect the lands and protect the borders by using the tax money to pay for an army. You know.
So hearing you say that, is taxes just a pyramid scheme?
Taxes is entirely a pyramid scheme. I mean,
Okay.
It just funnels up, man.
Okay.
I'm still waiting on the trickle down to come on back. But
yeah.
It's only been 40 years.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Reagan.
Trickle down.
Totally got that one right, buddy.
And he has never been more right. And we didn't even get Star Wars missile lasers. I mean, damn it. You know, that's okay. Just a pain.
Okay. Imagination, storytelling, are those things certain? Like, sense making of our experience? Thoughts? Consciousness? Is consciousness certain?
Existence.
The only not if you're a coma have, baby.
Will exist for a moment.
Coma babies? Yeah, I guess that's difficult. Don't really have a sense to like measure that. And they can't really communicate with us. Yeah, I don't know. But
I mean, one day the sun will take us all, so
yeah, that's true. And that's even if we make it that long, honestly. There are no guarantees.
I don't think we will.
We
think we'll
around.
Make it another billion years? No. No.
Another? I don't even think we've made it one. Well, I guess. depends. Depends
life
how you think
has,
it.
But
sure.
Life.
Sure. Us.
The human race? And all of we're a blip.
6,000 years old, I'm told.
Yeah,
we're like
right.
Barely a dot on that graph.
Like 100 generations or some nonsense.
Even
like that.
all the predecessor ancestors of life are a little blip.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and I guess like dinosaurs probably didn't pay taxes. But they
died. That's why God threw the comet at them.
And they were around for millions of years, man.
Yeah.
They, yeah. You know.
Do bacteria pay taxes? I don't know.
I mean, they collect taxes from us.
Carbon dioxide.
Okay. Virus. Yeah.
Life is itself a tax. You pay taxes all the time.
Well, yeah, I guess that's, yeah, yeah.
Inputs and outputs, right?
Perhaps. Yeah, maybe only death is certain.
Yeah, yeah, we haven't found anything. Entropy is certain, maybe.
The movement towards disorder?
Things are just falling apart anyway.
Maybe. Is time? Time certain? The passage of time?
Don't know.
Ryan's outside.
Change?
Hello.
Oh, cool. Ask him what he thinks is certain. They'll be like, darn.
Boobies my pants.
And
I said boobies.
You did.
You did say poop.
If I stand by
waste.
That.
It's a byproduct of life, is waste.
Mm-hmm. Time. Death. But death is, I mean, that change, right? Because isn't death just change in a lot of ways?
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, are we back to the Buddhist idea of impermanence? And like, that's the only thing you can count on is the change?
I think that's what we're saying.
Okay. Okay.
And Ben Franklin's inevitable return from the dead. It's a zombie.
Yes. Death is the only thing you can say every human being will. It'll happen to us all.
In the words of the mummy, though,
is there anything else you can say?
Death is only the beginning.
I mean, the sun has always risen. We have always rotated.
Doesn't.
We've always rotated around it. Right. Well, so I mean, the same thing. Like, yeah, we've all died until someone doesn't.
We've yet
since the formation of the sun. And the Earth.
Right.
Or the massive particles that became the Earth.
Right.
So the Big Bang.
Just because something hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it can't.
What is it? 8 trillion years is the estimated age of the universe?
Oh, I
4 trillion? Something like that.
I feel like it's like 8, something like that.
Mm.
A lot of compound interest.
That is a lot. Do you know how many
Hey Siri, what is the age of the universe? What is the meaning of life?
The back taxes.
13.8 billion years. She was actually listening to me. I didn't think she was.
Whoops. Of course she was, because she's always listening.
Mm-hmm.
To all of us.
Stop listening to me.
Yeah, oh God, the back taxes on 13.8 billion years. I can't even fathom.
Yeah, and the penalties? My God.
Fuck.
Yeah, we're all billionaires. Trillionaires. Really?
We'd be... host.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a penny that doubled in value, that you got the
at the start of the Big Bang, at the start of the universe.
You got a penny every day, and then you got 2 pennies, then you got 4 pennies, God. Then you got 8 pennies, then you got 16 pennies.
Law of Squares
says we'd be probably quadrillionaires by now.
Oh,
probably
I'm
more than that.
Sure, we would. Except, you know,
still have less than Bezos.
Still have less than Bezos. If you earned $1 billion every day since the dawn of time, you'd maybe have half of what Jeff Bezos has.
No.
That's not how math works, Ben.
That's not how math works. What do you have any other day off plans? What are you getting into the rest of the day there?
Shoot, man. I'm going to go check in with my wife, probably do some dinner with the baby. He did not sleep well last night. He was up around 4:30 today.
Mm.
So he had a nice nap. He sort of rested until about 5:30, and then we were up. Then we were up.
Gotcha. Up.
So we'll probably put him to bed around 6:30.
Yeah.
Early night. And then we'll might watch a movie or something. I've been thinking about checking out Stranger Things finale. I haven't watched that yet.
Mm.
I just finished season 3 of The Solar Opposites on Hulu, which has been pretty funny.
Oh, okay.
It's a good show.
The pitch meeting, the Stranger Things pitch meeting is pretty good.
Dude.
I gotta check it out.
Dude. So good. I will never watch Stranger Things, but goddamn, that was good.
Nice.
I do. I marvel, and I've said it to so many people, like the way that that dude pulls apart story logic, and like it's incredible. Like, it's awesome.
It is pretty amazing. I don't think he's the only one, though. I'm pretty sure he has a team now who helps.
I looked. I tried to reach out. Like, I tried to find an email address on the channel, but the one wasn't linked, and I haven't, like, reached out via social media or anything like that. But I do.
I just respect that guy, what he does.
All praise. No, it's fucking genius, dude. Those scripts are tight.
And how fast they come out now. It's like, holy
Well,
shit.
My son is trying to unbarricade the door, so I should probably
That's okay. He just
wrap
wants
it up
to be
here
on the
today.
Show, man. Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah. My wife doesn't want my child on the internet. We all know this.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for downloading and listening to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast, and Ryan's favorite podcast. He's never listened to an episode. We have been your hosts, Mr. Max Sarak Stansarak.
Dude, now I just hope he blows up as some sort of internet star in whatever social media will be around when he's like in his late teens and early 20s, because that'll just be a beautiful piece of parody.
It'll be pretty cool. He's all over the internet.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Internet exactly.
And Mr. Jeff Paul Atreides. Watson,
don't do it.
I don't know why like Dune is your thing now in my brain, but you're like, my Dune friend, Dune. So that's how it works. You could be worse things. Yeah. And I'm Ben Hollywood Whitmore. This has been Ignorant Uninformed. Send your topics to ignorantuninformed@gmail.com or twank us on the Twitter @ignun. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ignorantuninformed. Send us your topics. Questions make the best ones. We'll talk about it for 30 minutes. We'll give you a t-shirt and maybe turn you into a saint. You never know. But hey, we're going to be back next week with a brand new episode of Hot Ass Freshers. I'll open your grill. Peace out.